House passes bill blocking October 7 terrorists from entering U.S. by Alana Mastrangelo on December 2, 2025. The U.S. House of Representatives passed legislation on Monday that would bar from the United States anyone involved in the Hamas-led October 7, 2023, terrorist attack against Israel. New laws would be helpful to prevent a future Joe Biden from making a mockery of our sovereignty and reopening our borders to the most violent criminal gangs and cartels and criminals and terrorists on the planet. The bill's sponsor, Representative Tom McClintock, RCA, said, according to a report by JNS. The No Immigration Benefits for Hamas Terrorists Act of 2025, co-sponsored solely by Republican lawmakers, including Reps. Joe Wilson, RSC, Claudia Tenney, RNY, and Ann Wagner, RMO, passed overwhelmingly through the House. The bill seeks to amend the Immigration and Nationality Act to ban any alien who carried out, participated in, planned, financed, afforded material support to or otherwise facilitated the attacks against Israel, beginning on October 7. The legislation also explicitly states that it includes members of Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad. While Democrats expressed support for the bill, they took issue with amending the Immigration and Nationality Act to cite specific terrorist attacks, with Representative Jamie Raskin, DMD, arguing that all members of foreign terrorist organizations are already barred from entering the United States. Raskin further claimed that, historically, Congress has refrained from naming specific attacks, including the infamous terrorist attack against the United States on September 11, 2001. Consider our response to the 9/11 attacks and the aftermath of that catastrophe, Raskin said. We revised our immigration laws to overhaul significant parts of our immigration system, and we created the Department of Homeland Security. McClintock countered Raskin's view by claiming there is precedent, citing the Nazi Party and the Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO. The congressman further insisted that Hamas, which he deemed the Nazis would be modern-day successors, deserves to be added to the list of organizations whose members are explicitly, under law, barred from immigrating into the United States. Does anyone seriously argue that we should repeal the sanctions against persons who aided and abetted the Nazis' Holocaust? McClintock asked. In citing an example, McClintock pointed to Mahmoud Amin Yaghoub al-Mahdi, a migrant from Gaza who entered the United States in 2024, noting that the U.S. Department of Justice recently charged him for participating in the October 7 Hamas-led terrorist attacks. Ultimately, the bill passed the House by voice vote with no objections. It is now on its way to the Senate, where an earlier version of the legislation failed. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.